The Barnes Foundation in Philadelphia is exhibiting work by pioneering video artist Bill Viola. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports it is the first retrospective of Viola's work in Philadelphia.
Bill Viola is such a towering figure in the world of video art that when the Barnes Foundation set about putting together this 40-year retrospective, two other Philadelphia museums joined the project. Both the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts and the Fabric Workshop and Museum have reinstalled their own room-sized works created by Viola. One of Viola's techniques is shooting extremely high-definition video of people doing seemingly simple things, like standing in line, meeting each other on the street, or moving through water. Then he slows it down, so the image seems to be still, but not quite. Viola's longtime collaborator is his wife, Kira Peroff.
Once you slow down time, you move into a different world. We're not part of this world anymore, part of the world that's outside with buses and streets and your jobs, whatever. You slow things down, and you then move into like a mystical world, perhaps.
Viola was involved in this exhibition, but illness has prevented him from doing interviews. His works are abstract enough that they can be freely interpreted, and they're often seen as meditations on mortality or spiritual reflections on the nature of physical bodies. People often described his work as ghost-like. This exhibition at the Barnes is called I Do Not Know What It Is I Am Like. It was curated by John Hanhart, and he included a piece called Pneuma. It involves three projections of static on three adjacent walls. There are vague images buried in the white noise.
It's like closing your eyes and you see shapes and forms from memory or from when you just before you closed your eye. These ghost-like images appear and disappear. They shape the surface of the wall, the edge of dream and reality.
Unlike the Barnes Foundation's main galleries, with their storied assemblages of well-lit modernist paintings, the Bill Viola galleries are nearly pitch black, illuminated by the electronic glow of video monitors. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.